The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 15 says letter number 5462, Baruch Hashem, the 19th of Iyar Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, Sholem of Racha. So, apparently he wrote to the Rebbe that there were strained relationships between him and his son. And I guess they didn't get along. There's a dot, dot, dot. But the Rebbe says the relationship was with his son. So the Rebbe says for sure, the Rebbe says, slowly but surely, the relationships are improving. The main thing is that they should be improved in the future. Now, it seems that they moved from the Rebbe's answers. Seems maybe they lived in a smaller community, and the Rebbe says that it's understood when a person lives in a place where there's fewer people, relatively speaking, the character of the person, his character, person's character is not always perfect, but the person's character when there's few people is more impact in a smaller community than the impact when you live in a large city. Because in a large city, relationships between people, socially between one and the others, aren't really so close at all. And they're certainly not very strongly tied together. So therefore, people don't pay so much attention to it. But when you live in a small place with not too much people, so then there is more possibility that the relationship, the character, the various different issues, that they're more impacting the relationships. Because, so I guess maybe he moved to a smaller place, maybe it was a shaliach over there, I don't know where he was, but the Rebbe is basically saying, because you're in a smaller place, maybe that's why it's more impactful. The Rebbe is hopeful that the relationship will improve. But the Rebbe says, I must say this too, and please forgive me for this point, this note that I'm going to make. The Rebbe says, generally, the nature of your son is a loner. He wants to be by himself. He's a, they call that a loner. Even when he finds himself amongst people, he's a loner. That's what he is. Dot, dot, dot. I don't know what it says there. But this characteristic, when comes across a lot more, it protrudes, it's more in your face, when you find, when you're in an environment where everybody is mixed in with the other, ausgemischt. So, and the fact that the other person is a loner, so what does the other person interpret it? He says, oh, that it's cold, the reason you're not, you know, friendly, your reason you're not, is because it's cold. And therefore, if you're cold to me, I'm cold to you. So I guess the Rebbe is saying that it's not really maybe the relationship, it's just his nature, and it's maybe being misinterpreted. And especially, I guess, when you're in a small area, where everybody is friendly, you know, therefore it's more an understanding. A little bit hard for me to figure out exactly what the Rebbe is talking about. But the Rebbe ends with a blessing. The Rebbe says that he's hopeful that the relationships are improving with his son. And the Rebbe says that being where they live now, it's more difficult. The Rebbe gives... I'm not sure what the Rebbe says, and for sure you'll forgive me. What's the note that the Rebbe is making over here? That his son is a loner. I mean, that's nothing to ask forgiveness for. That's a fact. And so...
I think the father's